بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه سيد النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد قال رجل لا تصدقن بصدقتي. A person in the days of before of Bani Israel, he had determined and made an intention that I will give some charity in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And he was very sincere, so he went out at night so that nobody must know, and he will give it to somebody. There are various versions of this incident, or various incidents took place, and hopefully we will discuss all that, in which there are great lessons for us to learn. فخرج بصدقته فوضعها في يد السارق. So he went out at night and he to give his charity, and he thought whoever was a fit for this charity, he put it in that person's hand. And this happened to be a thief, a crook, a person who was stealing. He gave that person this charity. فأصبحوا يتحدثون. And then in the morning, the talk went around that تصدق على سارق, that charity has been given to a crook. That was very strange. You don't give charity to a crook. And whatever, it appears also that it was a big amount, and he just put it in this person's hand. فقال, this person, when he heard of it, he said, اللهم لك الحمد لا تصدقن بصدقتي. He said, all praise is due to you, O Allah, that I gave charity, and apparently I gave it to the wrong person. But again he made niyat that I will, this shows his true sincerity, that he really wanted to give charity, and he wanted to give it in the right place. So he said, I will give charity again. فَخَرَجَ بِصَدَقَتِهِ فَوَضَعَهَا فِي يَدِ زَانِيَةٍ. Then he went out and again to give his charity, and he just put it in somebody's hand, and it happened to be an evil woman who used to sell herself. This time he gave charity to such a woman. فَأَصْبَحُوا يَتَحَدَّثُونَ. Then in the morning the people started talking, the news spread, تُصَدِّقَ اللَّيْلَةَ عَلَى زَانِيَةٍ, that at night charity was given to a evil woman, a woman who sells herself, charity was given to her. فقال, that person said, اللهم لك الحمد على زانية. Oh Allah, all praise is due to you. Just see what happened. I went with my pure intention to give charity, and I gave it to this prostitute, to a woman who sells herself. I gave charity to such a woman. لَتَصَدَّقَنَّ بِصَدَقَتِكَ. Again he determined for the third time that I will definitely give my charity, and this shows the sincerity of that person, that he wanted to give his charity, and it must go to the right place. فَخَرَجَ بِصَدَقَتِهِ فَوَضَعَهَا فِي يَدِ غَنِيٍ. He went with his charity, and this time it so happened he put it in the hands of a wealthy person, a rich person. فَأَصْبَحُوا يَتَحَدَّثُونَ. In the morning the people started talking again. تُصَدِّقَ عَلَى غَنِيٍ, that a rich person was given charity. First he gave it to a crook, then he gave it to an evil woman, now he gave it to a rich man. فقال, he said, اللهم لك الحمد على سارق وعلى زانية وعلى غني. Oh Allah, all praise is due to you. Just see where I gave my charity. I gave it at one time to a thief. Another time I gave it to this evil woman. The third time I gave it to this wealthy person. How I gave my charity? My niyat was to give it to you. فَأُوْتِيَ فَقِيلَ لَهُ. At night he saw a dream, and in the dream he was said, that all your charity was accepted. أما صدقتك على سارق فلعله أن يستعف عن سرقته. Your charity that you gave to a thief and a crook, this was so that that person will learn a lesson, that when Allah is giving me my rosy halal and in a good way, then why must I steal? And this was the cause of his making tawbah, and he stopped stealing. وأما الزانية فلعلها تستعف عن زناها. And that woman who was selling her body, And she was doing it because she was in poverty, in difficulties, and therefore she was doing it. So she also saw that without doing this haram of mine, when I'm giving charity, given charity in my hand, without any doing this haram, she also made tawbah of her haram action. وَأَمَّا الْغَنِيُّ فَلَعَلَّهُ أَنْ يَعْتَبِرَ فَيُنْفِقَ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ. And the rich person, Allah made it that you give him that charity so that he also learns a lesson. He was a person who was not giving charity. That when other people are giving charity, then I must also give charity. So in this way, all that he gave, and there is more discussion and details on that, which hopefully we will discuss, that a person should be giving charity all the time. It is very, very beneficial for him, and especially in today's environment also, where we find a lot of beggars everywhere. But a person, yeah, we are taught that a person should give charity, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. And when we give it, and our intention is clear, in any case we get the sawab. And if our intention is clear also, then it will be beneficial to the person, though we're giving it to the wrong person. But in there also, we don't know what is divine or the ordinance of Allah Ta'ala, and why many times outwardly it seems to that he's doing a very wrong thing, but yet there is great goodness that is hidden within it. So there are great lessons to us to learn, and there are a few other narrations of this which hopefully we will discuss, and we will see that how our intentions must be, how our actions are, and how the system of Allah Ta'ala works, and how things benefit us in ways that we cannot imagine.